welcome Scott Surville to Equality Fairfax's one-on-one interviews with candidates from the Fairfax County who are running for the Virginia House of Delegates. Scott, there are, as you're well aware, there are thousands of LGBT families that call the Commonwealth of Virginia home, including many here in Fairfax County. And we would like to know if you would support the repeal of the Marshall Newman Amendment, which, as I'm sure you also know, defines marriage as solely between man and one man and one woman, and also bans recognition of any legal status, quote, approximating the design, quality, significance, or effects of marriage.
Yes, I would support that. I opposed that amendment when it was originally introduced. I just don't think that the government should be in the business of telling people that they shouldn't be able to marry. I think that gay, lesbian, bisexual people have a lot to offer, and I think that they ought to be able to express their love in the ways that other people do by becoming married. And I think, again, that's something we need to work towards long term. I don't think the amendment's going to get repealed in the short term, but when and if it ever comes up for a vote, I would vote to repeal it.
Well, I would say if we continue to elect people like you and Adam Ebbin and those who do support it, it could happen. Would you support second parent adoption rights for committed same-sex families?
In general, it sounds like a good thing to me, but I haven't fully thought out the consequences of it. I mean, that's something I would in generally be favorably predisposed towards.
You are in favor of same-sex families being able to co-adopt children, is what it's
called,
or second parent.
I'm in favor of that. But I have no problem with gay couples adopting children. I'm totally okay with that.
Okay, well, thanks, Scott. We appreciate your comments. And what we'd like to do now is just offer you a little bit of time, a minute, for making some closing comments.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk today and talk to your members. I'm optimistic that our society turned the corner and we're starting to recognize that gay, lesbian, bisexual couples have a lot to offer and are, and I think we're definitely heading in the right direction, society-wise, culturally. And as we move forward into the future, I look forward to being a partner with I guess, this group and other groups as we can begin to modernize Virginia's laws and to have what I think would be a more sort of just and fair society. So, again, thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today, and I hope I garner your organization's endorsement.
Well, just a quick detail on that, Scott. We are nonpartisan and 501c3, so we can't make endorsements. But we definitely want to bring your viewpoints to the voters, which is why we're doing this. But at any rate, thanks. You're welcome, and thank you. We appreciate your taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.